Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, relationship lovers. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of affirmations for a loving partnership. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's be real, relationships are amazing, but they come with their own unique set of challenges. And trust me, when I say challenges, sometimes it's not the grand romantic gestures that trip us up, it's the everyday stuff like money. Yup, finances. Ever felt that tension in your relationship when discussing budgets or spending habits? It's totally normal. Money can be a super sensitive topic, but guess what? We can absolutely navigate it with emotional intelligence. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to solve a complex puzzle without the right tools, right? So today, we're diving into how to manage finances in your relationship with more empathy, understanding, and dare I say even a little bit of fun. Because let's be honest, who wants a boring finance chat? We're going to break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you create a more harmonious money dynamic. Number 1. Open communication is your secret weapon. No, seriously. You need to talk about money. A lot. Not in a stressful way, but like a normal part of life. Share your financial goals, your concerns, even those little spending habits that make you laugh. Remember, transparency builds trust, and trust is the foundation of any strong relationship, financial or otherwise. Number 2. Listen actively. When your partner talks about money, don't just wait for your turn to speak. Really listen to what they're saying. Try to understand their perspective, even if it differs from yours. Ask clarifying questions. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you? It makes you feel valued and understood. Do that for your partner, and you'll be surprised how much easier conversations become. Number 3. Find common ground. Remember those shared dreams you have as a couple? That dream vacation, starting a family, or maybe just being able to relax without constantly worrying about bills. Use those shared goals to guide your financial decisions. When you're working towards something together, money becomes less of a point of contention and more of a tool to achieve your collective vision. Number 4. Embrace compromise. Okay, so you're not going to agree on everything. Maybe you're a saver while your partner is more spontaneous with their spending. That's okay. The key is to find a balance that works for both of you. Maybe you agree to a set budget for fun activities each month, or perhaps you take turns deciding on bigger purchases. Number 5. Celebrate your wins. Remember, managing finances together isn't just about avoiding arguments, it's about working as a team and celebrating your successes. Hitting a savings goal? Paying off debt? Treat yourselves. A little celebration goes a long way in building positive associations with money management. Now let me tell you a story. Imagine this. Sarah and Ben are trying to save for a down payment on their dream house. They both work hard, but they have different spending habits. Sarah loves budgeting and meal planning, while Ben is more impulsive. Sometimes, those differences cause tension, like when Sarah felt frustrated by Ben's last-minute takeout orders. But then, something shifted. They started having regular money dates, where they'd talk about their finances openly and honestly, even sharing their fears and anxieties. They also learned to compromise. Maybe Sarah plans the grocery shopping, and Ben chooses the restaurant for a weekly date night. They celebrated every milestone, big or small, like hitting their monthly savings target. And guess what? Their teamwork paid off. They saved up enough for their down payment and are now living in their dream home together. See? It's not about eliminating conflict altogether, it's about facing it head-on with empathy, understanding, and a whole lot of communication. Remember, you got this. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you manage finances with emotional intelligence. Open communication, active listening, finding common ground, embracing compromise, and celebrating your wins. That's the recipe for financial harmony in your relationship. Now go out there and make those money talks less stressful and more loving. Don't forget to share this episode with your partner, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep those relationships thriving.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.